As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
On today's episode, I'm going to answer a very profound question I received this week that relates to breathwork and anxiety. And many of you might be able to relate to this as well. I'm going to then read out some inspiring emails that we've received from all of you and give you some shout-outs. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and let's do this.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body, from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras. And now, your host, Aditya Jayakumar.
What's up, Action Tribe? AJ here, host and founder of My Seven Chakras and certified breathwork instructor. And my goal with these sessions is to share practical, simple information about breathwork so that you can calm your body and experience bliss. So last week, I released a breathwork meditation called Breathwork to Balance Your Chakras and Fall Asleep. Did you listen to that? If not, go check it out. I'll put the link in the show notes. But I spoke about the science and spirit behind this session before guiding you through the breathwork experience. I received many emails, so here are a few of them. Diana said, I'm hospitalized, and this was perfect timing. Thank you always. I've been listening for about a year. Thanks, Diana. I hope you get well soon. Faith wrote, Hi, my name is Faith, and I'm 21 years old. I'm just listening to your podcast, I'm just now starting to learn about chakras, so I don't know much about it, but I loved your episode. I felt really relaxed, and once I opened my eyes, I felt really good. I enjoyed it very much, and I'm subscribed. Hope you reach your goals of followers and get more views. I'll be sharing your account with family and friends. Thanks for the work and time that you put into these episodes. Greatly appreciate it. Thanks, Faith. Maria wrote, I just listened to your recent podcast, my first time, and per your request, I'm writing to you to tell you how useful and very relaxing it was for me. I'm ready to learn more about breathwork and use the seven chakras to better my mind, body, and spirit. I'm grateful I found you. I'm going to listen to more instead of watching TV. Thanks for reaching out, Maria. Then Lauren said, she wrote to me saying, Hi AJ, I wanted to let you know I really enjoyed last week's podcast and the breathwork with vibrational mantras. I listen to the podcast when I'm out in the fields walking my dairy goats. Wow, that's awesome. I practice the breathwork while I'm out there with them. What a great, peaceful experience. Thank you. Well, thanks Lauren. And thanks for sending me the pictures with the dairy goats. And then Chrissy wrote, Hi AJ, I've been listening to your podcast for 5 years now. Last night before bed, I listened to and performed episode 397, Chakra Breathwork, that aired on Wednesday. At the end of the 16-minute segment, you asked to contact you about the listener experience. I have a hard time clearing my mind lately. And that was the first thing I noticed. Secondly, after ending and a pause to relax for a moment, I felt as if I were floating, like that in-between place of awake and asleep, very euphoric. I immediately turned over just to switch off my salt lamp and fell asleep the entire night for the first time in over a month. I've been waking up periodically up to 5 times a night. My alarm went off at 5:15 a.m. I felt as if I could have slept for another 3 hours or more. I'm new to breath work, but it keeps getting brought up. Lately, a friend of mine has been inviting me to a class, then your episode. I feel like I'm being directed towards it. So thank you for my first experience with it. Well, thanks a lot, Chrissy. I appreciate you reaching out to me. And then you have Carmel who wrote, thanks, AJ, for a meditation session. I liked, and yes, I have introduced my friend, my sister, my nephew, and heard back from my nephew, but not from the others yet. However, I'm having a problem with the breathing. I always seem to be behind my daughter, who is a yoga follower, who thinks my shallow breathing is the problem. I'm working on that with little success. Can you make a suggestion before I move on to the next level? Regards, Carmel. So I'm going to be answering this question together because Ingrid sent me something similar. And she said, I would like to thank you for your podcast. I love listening and learning all these new wonderful things that help me on a day-to-day basis. I wanted to say that I did the breathwork exercise and noticed at first my anxiety was increasing. In fact, I had a hard time doing the chants because it felt like I couldn't use my throat because my heart was pumping so hard and loud. I thought I wouldn't be able to complete the exercise and that perhaps this type of exercise wasn't for me. However, I kept at it and before I knew it, it was over. I did feel lighter and calmer, but I'm curious as to why I had anxiety during the exercise. Any insight will be great. Best regards, Ingrid. So here's my response. Why did you experience the initial anxiety? You know, oftentimes emotions that haven't been properly processed during the experience get stored in your body as molecules of emotion. They serve as a defense mechanism so that we don't experience that same hurtful, negative experience again in the future. Now, these stuck emotions have a holding pattern. Because our body wants to keep us safe, it restricts us from living fully because it's worried that any change or uncertainty might lead us back to a similar incident again. And these stored emotions, they restrict our breathing and our thinking and our reactions and our overall outlook on life. Think back to your life. Does this make sense at all? You know, especially these days, whenever I'm in the shower, I experience a sadness and a longing to go back to 2019. I experienced a major loss towards the end of that year. And right after that, we were all hit with COVID-19 at the beginning of 2020. And you know how devastating that was for a lot of people around the world. I carry this sadness and hurt in my heart wherever I go. And I can't quite predict or tell when those memories come back to haunt me again. And I'm sure that some of you feel the same way too. The more you try to avoid a memory, there it is, right? And especially when the warm water, the droplets from the shower hit my skin, the stimulation of the skin has an effect on bringing back that lingering sadness that is deep inside of me. And that is partly why I do a daily cold shower, because it helps me get back to the present moment and realize that the only thing that is real is the present moment, not the past, not the future, but right now. And so my explanation for this sadness is that our emotions, especially if not fully expressed or fully processed, they get stored in our body as molecules to aid survival. So when we change up our breathing, when we engage our diaphragm and breathe all the way down till our belly, when we use healing mantras and really extend our breaths, our body goes, wait, What's this new experience? Are we going to experience the same pain again? So this initial phase might feel like anxiety, because anxiety, according to the healthline.com website, is a feeling of fear or apprehension about what's to come. The first day of school, going to a new job interview, or giving a speech may cause most people to feel fearful and nervous. Our body goes into anxiety because it remembers that negative experiences are usually associated with a change in breathing and a change in heart rate, a gasp of breath, a sigh, a shock, or when you just go out of breath. But you know logically that extending your exhales and humming out actually relaxes you, right? And it helps you calm down your anxiety. So if you override that initial fear response and continue this practice, you are assuring your brain that you got this. Does that make sense? And this is powerful because this will help you rewire your brain's response to fear by these full diaphragmatic belly breathing, and you end up creating new neural pathways that make you more resilient to stress and anxiety. At the same time, it might take some practice and some self-love to assure your body that you are changing, but you're changing for good. And this new breathing pattern will actually relax you and not cause you more pain. I hope this makes sense. What other questions do you have about breath work or healing? Don't worry about whether it is the right question or not. If you have a question, just email me at aj@my7chakras.com. This is my direct inbox, aj@my7chakras.com. I am a certified breathwork instructor, and I'm sure that I can provide you with an answer or at least point you in the right direction.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, so now it is time for some shout-outs from people in our Facebook group. If you're not already part of our official podcast Facebook group, then visit my7chakras.com/tribe, T-R-I-B-E. Link is in the show notes. Now, the format of these shout-outs are the name of the person, the city they are from, and why they choose to listen to My 7 Chakras, our podcast, out of the 1.5 million other podcasts that are there in the world right now. First person, Denise Hazuri, who's from Scranton, Pennsylvania, USA. And she says, I listen to My 7 Chakras because I love the concise interview structure and variety of expert guests, the selection. Next person, Melina Rodriguez from New Orleans, LA, says, love hearing interviews from all sorts of people with great insights from all walks of life. Finding this podcast helped to propel my spiritual journey and open my mind and heart to so many truths. Third, Victoria from Connecticut, USA. I listen because I love Aditya's interview style. There's always so much info to learn, and you always look for feedback on what the listeners are looking for. This podcast was the first spiritual podcast I listened to, and it really helped awaken me. I always find myself coming back for more. Next is Sherry from Sewell, New Jersey. She says, guidance, all the information you get in interviews to help better your lifestyle, the only podcast that I listen to. Wow, that's awesome. Next, we have Carmen from Detroit. I love all the topics you cover. And once you answered a question of mine way back in episode 80 or something, that's amazing. Because right now we're almost episode 400. So I appreciate you for remembering me from episode 80. How awesome is that? Next person is Priyansha Shankar from Mumbai. I am amazed every time I listen to your podcasts because it kind of syncs with my curiosity at some point in my life. The topics are always so deep, full of knowledge and engaging. The way you make the podcast go in a particular direction so as to provide the listeners with maximum input they can receive is what I find amazing. Looking forward to more podcasts. Next, we've got Marisol, who says, I listened to your podcast because it came to me when I started to look for answers. You, AJ, have inspired me to dig deeper and to follow my passion. And your podcast has opened me to a million possibilities that I did not know exist. Thank you for all you do. We've got Stacey Graham who says, Hi AJ, I love your podcast. I have learned so much. Thank you. The changes I have made in my life are because your podcast was the catalyst I needed. Have a great day. Wow, this is so awesome. If you'd like to get a shout out as well, make sure you join our Facebook group. The link is in the show notes. That's where the party is happening. And I am committed to doing more of these shout outs in the future. Now, here's the deal. From last week's episode, which was the meditation episode, which I'm going to link below, we received about 7 emails. This week, my goal is to get at least 10 emails from all of you wonderful listeners. If you've been listening for a year, or maybe for a month, or maybe just for 1 week, and if you'd like me to answer a question of yours, or maybe you'd like to share a thought, or you'd like to share your experience, or you just want to connect with me, email me at aj@my7chakras.com. In fact, open up the inbox right now, aj@my7chakras.com, and shoot me an email and I will make sure that I reply to you. I honestly want to build a relationship with you, and because I consider myself a small creator, I still have the bandwidth to reply and help each and every one of you. And if you email me, then you will receive a free ticket to our next breathwork class that happens live. No, I'm not sending you a pre-recorded, you know, session. It's going to happen live. It happens on Zoom. And if you email me and you mention free breathwork pass, I'm not only going to reply to you, but you'll also get the free promo code to join us. So email me if you can. Also, make sure that you are subscribed to us on YouTube, because that is where I'll be adding some really actionable, practical, useful videos on breathwork. And before closing, if you enjoy this podcast, then tell just one friend or one family member about our show. And the way you do this is you meet them, you take their phone, go to the podcast app, search for our podcast and say, hey, so-and-so, check this podcast out. It's called My Seven Chakras, and here's why you like it. Boom! We're creating a My Seven Chakras Action Tribe army around the world, and you, my friend, are part of that. All right. I hope you have a great day, and we talk soon.
Thank you for listening to My Seven Chakras at my7chakras.com. That is my7chakras.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.